My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we talked about the single-use plastic bag ban enacted in Belfast. This year, other, as I see it, positive changes went into effect. A few years ago, the city of Belfast changed zoning within the Route 1 corridor. They reduced the required lot size for residential dwelling units and began to allow stand-alone accessory dwelling units. The reason was twofold: to encourage the utilization of existing infrastructure and to address the housing shortage. This year, the city extended similar zoning changes throughout the rest of the city. Belfast has done an amazing job reinventing itself. When chicken processing was thriving in the city, there was work, but you sure weren't going for a swim in the harbor. It's hard to believe now that Belfast was ever anything other than vibrant. But that vibrancy has challenging sides as well. Housing is scarce and the price is high. This isn't an uncommon dilemma. You work to save your town only to find it becomes a place your kids or you yourself can no longer afford to live in. So the city addresses what it can to help. In Belfast's case, this means looking for creative ways to increase housing options. And to do that, zoning is adapted. Another thing worth mentioning about Belfast's zoning is there are no minimum residential building size restrictions. These are common in subdivisions and other municipalities. Rockland, for instance, has a mandated minimum size for new construction, residential construction. I suppose those minimums are in place to support values. That idea may be outdated. In Belfast's case, the city felt no need to mandate minimum square footage. The IRC, International Residential Code, already does that. Habitable rooms other than kitchens need to be 70 square feet or larger, with the smallest dimension no less than 7 feet. At least one habitable room must be not less than 120 square feet. And this year, Appendix Q went into effect. Appendix Q pertains to tiny houses, a house of 400 square feet or less, not including lofts. Codes really aren't the challenge for building small or building tiny. Money's the challenge. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.